Today we pray especially when the beginning of the Mass we say, O God, who are pleased to give us this shining example of the Holy Family, graciously grant that we may imitate them in practicing the virtues of family life and the bonds of charity. Now, what's the virtues of family? I think a family is a place not for preaching, but practicing charity. Most of the time, the quarrels come from preaching. When you preach in a family, nobody wants to listen. Everybody supposes their rights. So the best thing to practice is yourself. Jesus himself says, I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. The way of Jesus, not us, is always, he's the first one to love, not the first one to preach. Only when somebody is doing something wrong and he says something, not the point to the person. Usually he uses a symbol, not to point out the fault of others. Secondly, he's the first one to love and love unconditionally. Jesus loves us not because we are good. Just because we are not good, he loves us so much more than the others. The same way, in the family, love. You've been always the first one to love. Nobody clean the house, you clean it. Nobody say hello, you greet them first. Always, you expect people. Many times our love is conditional. That's why, not harmony. You wait. Listen, love as Jesus' love. Jesus' love is very simple. Always be the first one to love and love unconditionally. Jesus' love, he also practiced these virtues. But at times, he felt the will of God more than the family. You remember when he was at age of 12, he stayed in the temple. He did not mention it to the parents. After 3 days, they find back Jesus in the temple. Our Heavenly Mother, he just said, my son, why do you do this? Why do you do this? And he simply point out, do you know that I come to do the will of God the Father? Simple, no argument. That's the point. Whenever it's the will of God, you do it rightfully. That's a blessing. If sometimes you're called to follow the Lord in a priesthood or in a sisterhood, if you feel it, really you feel it, the calling from God, you have the courage. Not because, oh, I have to love my parents, I have to look after so many. If it's the will of God, always the blessing. Many of my friends become priests. In the beginning, the parents do not like the idea. There was also one priest, I told many of you know it, to him in Canada. He was a doctor. And he told his father one day he wanted to become a priest. Or the father stopped meeting him. Only at the end of his death. You see, it's not easy. But first of all, in the family, first practice mutual love. Secondly, very important is to the will of God for each one of us. We are called individually. Many times, maybe our parents do not understand what our choice, but important to point out one thing, we have to do the will of God the Father in heaven.